Money Talks for January 25th. When we read about the savings and loan scandal, it's hard to believe banks could ever have behaved worse than now. But try looking back more than a century. This is ANA's Money Talks. In the years between the Revolutionary War and the Civil War, no paper money was issued by the federal government. The U.S. Constitution forbade states from printing paper money and was deliberately silent about the federal government's right to do it. Until the Civil War, the federal government issued coins and left paper money to private banks. Mistake number one was assuming the private banks would be ethical enough to issue currency backed by good faith and real assets. This misplaced trust cost Americans millions of hard-earned dollars. When it came time to redeem those trusted paper banknotes for gold or silver coins, many found their banks' doors closed. The banks had gone bust. In many cases, banks never had the assets. This happened repeatedly during the 19th century, whenever there were hard times. More than 3,000 banks, railroad companies, and local governments issued paper money of their own. Many of these notes have intricate and colorful designs, which serve two purposes, foiling counterfeiters and making the notes more appealing to a suspicious public. The paper currency issued by those banks, whether they went broke or not, is known to collectors as broken banknotes. Collectors of broken banknotes tend to specialize. Some try to get one of every issue from their state. Others pick cities with odd names or notes with odd denominations. And still others look for designs with certain animals or people. Two of the most popular categories are $3 notes and notes with pictures of Santa Claus. This has been Money Talks. Today's program was written by David Vagie and underwritten by Numismatic News, each week providing its readers with the latest news first on the U.S. coin market. This is a production of the American Numismatic Association, America's Coin Club, for over a century. For a free transcript and an informative publication, call 800-258-0929. That's 800-258-0929. Request program number 81. From the ANA Lamp of Knowledge, I'm Anna, the ANA Genie, with another report on Money Talks.